Once upon a time, Vicky was trapped by the curse of her thoughts. It had her believing she was powerless, imperfect, and weak. Then one day, the curse started to lessen, and Vicky could see a little clearer. As each day passed, her thoughts improved until she broke free. She then began creating magic in her life. Now, Vicky is getting ready to marry her Prince Charming. This is her manifesting success story. Hello and welcome to this episode. That was a little loud. I'm your host, Cassie Parks. And I am back with Vicky Pace. And today we are talking about coaching and the journey to become a coach. It is September 21st, 2021. Welcome, Vicky.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Hi, I am so excited to have you. What is some evidence or it's happening that you're seeing with coaching?
Super fun is I was actually texting you about it, that I am helping organize a photo shoot that's happening right now out in the mountains, which is, oh my God, I didn't realize that's also part of my script was a photo shoot in the mountains.
Absolutely. Look at how that is coming together.
Oh my gosh.
And I will say for listeners, that is separate from the Enchanted Circle. So it's such great evidence because you scripted it as being part, being part of an Enchanted Circle, being an Enchanted Circle coach. And it's different. And it showed up so quickly, like within 2 months of that workshop. So that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think I've encountered someone who I could potentially work with on photo shoots as well. So that's
cool. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I love it. So remind us of the journey of becoming a coach. Like what called to you, or why do you know that you want to be a coach in the Enchanted Circle?
There was just a grounded certainty. I when your email got sent out, I think I was in the bathroom and I was like, it was an immediate hell yes. Like I could not type fast enough to respond to it. And I felt like I needed someone to pinch me. It just felt like this is what everything has been leading to, was this moment. And so many things clicked into place, so many experiences and desires I've wanted over the years, specifically in the Enchanted Circle. I realized those have all been preparing me for this. Gosh, I'm so excited. It's going to be so amazing. But there is just such a, like, it was a hell yes. And it also, it felt like something clunked into place in my heart, like that, this is it, this is right. I'm so excited. And just so many things, like the story I've told about starting with you, how I had a very vivid image of doing podcasts with you. Mm-hmm. I think that is a little more tied to coaching than it was to being coached. Mm-hmm. So I'm so much works and is working out perfectly. I'm so excited.
Yay. That's amazing. I love it. And so what has been your biggest growth? Cause you're in the middle of coach training. What has been your biggest growth as a coach and stepping into that?
I'm going to say owning my worthiness. But it's different than what it's meant in the past to me. So for me right now, I would say like, and I think I am on the cusp of getting even deeper into coach training, that this is going to be something I grow even more in. Like I can feel this is something I'm going to grow deeper in. But trusting and owning that I am worthy of being here and worthy of being a coach. Accepting the life I'm creating. And I feel like I'm rambling here, but so much of my life feels like it's becoming what I've always wanted it to be, but it's so different than what I always pictured it would be. And it's, yes, that's scary, but it's like a good scary, but not a bad scary. I'm so excited. Like, life is so different than how I pictured it in my teens and 20s. And I wouldn't change it for the world. This is amazing.
That's awesome. I love that. And so tell us, remind us, what was your money story when you started the Enchanted Circle?
My old money story was survival. And it's interesting. We're talking about money because we just recently talked about how my money story is so up-leveled. I haven't really even needed money coaching lately, but that it's really showing itself in other areas of my life. And it's just fascinating to how much your money story plays into your everyday life. It's just so glaringly obvious. It's hilarious, but it's interesting is what it is.
Yeah. So give us that. What was living that survival story like before you joined? Like, what did life look like?
Drama. and that's coming from a musical theater kid. That means a lot. It was drama. I mean, it was like high stress all the time. I was working so many hours, not getting paid enough. And then sometimes I would get a really big tip, or I would just get a big paycheck, and then I would go spend it on something. And it wasn't conscious. I wasn't like, oh, I got paid, I better go spend it right away. But I kind of had an ants in my pants feeling, like, this is so much money in my account. What do I do with this? So I would spend it, and it felt good in the moment to spend it. Now looking back, it's a different feel good. Like, that feel good was a putting off of other things happening in my life. And I don't do that anymore. But yeah, so, and then I would, either overdraft my account or realize I was short on bills and for the rest of the month, and then have an absolute meltdown or a panic attack, and then not want to look at my bank account for a couple weeks and just bury my head in the sand and take a couple days off of work and then miss out on all that pay and get even deeper in the hole. And it just was like, I was stuck. Like, thank God for you guys, like, for the Enchanted Circle. Like, I don't know what I would have done. Like, I can't imagine continuing to live life like that, like in such a cyclical cycle. That's redundant, but in such a vicious cycle of making money, spending it, breaking down, making more money, spending it, breaking down. It just was no fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And so tell us about money and your money story now and how you live with money.
I love money.
Yay.
I guess my money story is I'm good with money, but that's, I feel like that's up leveled. I don't know if I have a name for it yet, but I know how I feel now about money is I love it and I feel good about it. And when I think about it, I feel good and I'm good with it. I always know what's coming in and what's going out, except for the fun surprises when I get more coming in. but I'm always keeping track of things, and it's always in a feel good manner. It's not like a manic must keep track. It feels good to know about my money and what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. How about your savings account? Does that exist now?
Yeah, it does. I have three savings accounts.
Oh my goodness. Yay.
I do. Oh,
that's amazing.
Yeah, for all the things too. Like, it's just so fun to know that if there is, I remember makeup being a thing for me. Like, if I needed makeup, it always it caused me a lot of turmoil. But now it's like, if I need makeup, I just buy it because I have savings I set aside every single month towards that, or clothes too. You know, it feels so good to feel good about money.
Yay. That is amazing. And you're getting ready to write a book about this journey and going from this place of survival to feeling good about money and three savings accounts. Like, that's awesome. what do you hope when you write this book happens for the person reading it?
I know it's going to help survivors either identify what's happening in their mm-hmm. life or help take the first steps to writing a new story. And gosh, I can't wait for that. Like, I'm so excited for those clients to show up for me. And it's going to help so much. I don't think when I first read your description of Survival Money Story, I would have identified as that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I would have identified as back in the day, but the processes I went through in my old money story, I know there's lots of people out there going through the same thing. And I really want them to see that I have been there. I have been real messed up about it. And I've come out the other side better, bigger, stronger, and with 3 savings accounts and more, so much money flowing to me constantly. And like, it's not only possible, it's probable.
Yep.
You're going to write a new money story. It's going to be amazing. And so much of your life that you never would have thought, it's definitely a trickle down experience. Once you write that new money story, it just, everything else starts clicking into place. It's amazing.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And so how have you owned your growth more, knowing that, and you just did it, so you're already doing it, but like saying how bad it was and being honest about where you were and where you've come from, like how have you owned that in a, how's that contributed to your growth? And like, what is that experience like?
Maybe
it was easy. I don't know.
I don't know if it was easy, but like doing it now, it feels like I'm owning my growth, my new level,
mm-hmm.
like owning that is no longer a part of me.
Yes.
Where I am now is where I'm like, I'm starting here and going further up. There's no going back. That's that chapter, that ink is dry. It's done. We're moving forward. And that kind of goes into my largest growth, I think, with becoming a coach, is like owning the worthiness of it, mm-hmm. And being so helpful to people and supporting so many people. Owning what level I'm at now is also owning my worthiness of supporting other people.
Yes. I love it. And so as we're preparing, in process of preparing to write this book, I said, start intending some stories that you want to write in the book. And so did you intended those stories, and how have they already happened?
I have intended one story, and someone's already reached out to me and told me they will give me one of the things that I have intended to manifest.
Yay!
So yeah, it's already happening. But then I realized I have enough money. I could invest in all of those things if I wanted to. Like, it's totally possible if I wanted to do that. I'm not gonna, because I want to manifest it more fun.
Yes, I love that. And that's such a key, right? Because for survival, that you kind of talked about this in the beginning, that like get rid of it, or the experience of spending it, was mm-hmm. such the feel good place. And now you're like, yeah, no, I don't, I want it to come to me. Like, I don't even want to go get it. I want to feel good in that way, which is huge.
Mm-hmm. You know what I forgot to mention is I don't have any, I am, how do I put this? My credit card balances are all at 0 right now.
Yay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. But backtracking again, I could invest in all those things if I wanted to, but I'm not gonna. I want them to manifest, like, and I've intended, it's going to be awesome and so fun, and I can't wait to write about them.
Yay, I love that. Mm-hmm. Amazing. You mentioned, you know, you wanted to feel good about money in the beginning. Do you have any inklings or like tap back into what were the words you would have used?
Like why I wanted to join the Enchanted Circle?
Yeah, what you wanted with money. Sometimes I think it was
more money.
Yeah.
You know, I think I wasn't so focused on the money at the moment. I think I wanted just like a bigger life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I remember understanding the logic behind focusing on the money. Mm-hmm. So I was like, that's okay. Yeah, I'll do this. But then I'll get to the workshop. Then it'll be good.
Then I'll do that work. Yeah.
Right, right.
Right.
But, you know, jokes on me, like a bunch of the magic is in 10K. So.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Anything else in your heart or your mind that you want to share about coaching today?
No, I mean, it's so fun. There's so much really interesting experiences coming to me that are so fun to think about how they are applying to me as a coach. Like how I created a TikTok and started making videos and then it disappeared. And so all those videos are gone. And that was fun because I was like, I had a moment of like, in the old days, I would have maybe had a meltdown about this, but now I'm like, huh, must be something really cool coming. Cause that was, like something really awesome is going to happen. So, it's just so interesting when you like when you've accepted something quote unquote big, or when you've accepted something and really settled into it, how all these other things start falling into place. And now I'm thinking about it. That's definitely a parallel to future self work. Like you set your future self and you become, you really solidify who she is. Everything else starts to click into place on your way there.
Yes. Yay. Amazing. All right. Well, thank you for updating us on your coaching journey. I look forward to more conversations about growing as a coach and what that means and who you have to become to be a coach, because it is not just like you think the money work and the future self work is intense until you start coach training. And then that is like a whole new level of work, right? Mm-hmm. And stepping in and like you said, owning the worthiness and getting clear and surrendering and a whole bunch of other things that are super fun.
Yeah. Well, and like learning how to genuinely hold space for others and to how to genuinely see them and to genuinely hear them.
Yeah.
That's a new level of work for me too. Although now that I'm thinking about it, I've done that in acting training a lot. So anyway, that was just a fun parallel.
Yeah. And so do you think that has helped you do it as a coach, or do you think it's like a whole new level, like as you're going through coach training? Cause that's kind of where you're in is right now is genuinely hearing what your clients are saying and learning that skill.
I just drew that parallel this second speaking to you. So now I'm interested to see how that's going to be going forward from here.
Awesome.
Like that's a fun reminder too. Like you always have what you need already.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Amazing. Awesome. Well, thank you, Vicky. Thank you all for joining us. Make sure to come back next time and learn more about Vicky's coach journey.
The telling of stories is so powerful, both to the person telling it and the person receiving it. Since 30,000 BC, we as humans have told stories to teach and guide. And now we, with Manifesting Success Stories, hope to inspire you to what is possible in your own life. If you want more manifesting success, go to moremanifestingsuccess.com, where you'll find links to anything we've talked about on the show. Thank you for joining us today, and remember, you have the power to write your own happy ever after.